A self-governing tent community for the unhoused has emerged at the site of a former state trooper barracks in southern Delaware. The temporary site offers shelter and counseling to those in need. WHYY's Johnny Perez Gonzalez tells us more.
In the shadow of a former state police building, a new kind of community has quietly taken root. Mike Agnew, Code Purple's site director, started with a simple proposal for a restroom and trash facilities, but it quickly raised questions about management and security.
Ultimately, we prepared a 10-page security protocol that addresses all the issues that the state would be concerned with regarding liability.
After months of back and forth, the encampment opened on October 15th to support the homeless near the beaches.
It's self-governed in the sense that each of the residents here have signed a contract, and they've agreed to certain rules, certain operating rules.
The encampment features 28 tents organized like a military camp with contact information posted for easy access. 23-year-old Ashley Hafentrager has been without a home for 2 months and is juggling 2 full-time jobs while struggling to find affordable housing. She hopes Brandywine Counseling and Community Services can help her regain stability.
I'm just looking into getting into counseling to get help with dealing with the loss of my father that happened in 2020. And with them helping us get out of the streets and having a safe roof over our head.
As winter approaches, the tent village will close as Code Purple's indoor shelters open, but many hope it returns in March with warmer weather. From the Delaware desk, Johnny Perez Gonzalez, WHYY News.